أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون. يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Guys, before this, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala spoke about the condition and the situation of the munafiqeen, that when it was said to them that they should go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seek forgiveness from him and request him to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul began to say that you told me to accept Islam, so I accepted Islam. Then you said I should pay my zakat, so I did so. Now do you want me to prostrate in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala disclosed the condition of the munafiqeen with regards to their hearts. In these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about the other aspects of nifaq and hypocrisy of the munafiqeen, of the hypocrites. That at the very beginning we had discussed that when Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul began to say to the people that you have brought these people, the muhajireen, to Medina, you gave sanctity and you gave security to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now this is the condition of these people, so it is best that we remove them from Medina. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that conversation. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَى مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَنْفَضُّوا. They are those people who had said that do not spend upon anyone who is by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hatta yanfaddu, until they scatter, until they leave Madinah Munawwara, that you shouldn't spend any money upon them. That the Ansar had given the Muhajireen brothers half of what they had owned. Now you see what has happened to you, that now they are beginning to dispute with you, they are beginning to fight with you. So what you should do, you should not spend anything upon them anymore. So when you close the tap, what would happen? That they would begin to leave Madinah Munawwara, and then life will normalize in Madinah Munawwara. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this, and Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that the khazain, the treasures of the skies and the earth, all of it belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will open another way in which Allah Rabbul Izzat would sustain the muhajireen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also close the doors of sustenance for the Ansar and the people of Madinah Munawwara. And then what would happen to you people? So hence Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. The truth, the reality is this, that the munafiqeen do not understand, they do not have the basic understanding that sustenance, rosy, rizq comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to build this deen of Islam. Allah Rabbul Izzat desired that it be built on the bond of brotherhood, the bond of love between the muhajireen and the ansar, to build this foundation so that we'll have the strong building of Islam. That was Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's desire and intention. It wasn't that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to make the muhajireen in need of the ansar in any way. يَقُولُونَ لَئِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلِ. The other statement that he had made was that when we go back to Madinah Munawwara, then we, the people, the original residents of Madinah, we are the people of honor and integrity, we are the people of reputation. So what we would do is we would remove those who are disgraced and those who are mean, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sahaba, wa na'udhu billah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses that issue, and Allah says, they said, yaqulun la'in raja'na ila al-Madina, that if we return to Medina, la yukhrijanna al-a'azzu minha al-adhal, then they would remove, then the honored amongst them would remove those who are mean or those who are disgraced. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up whatever was said. They denied it. Zayd bin Arqam had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, they emphatically denied it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala exposes this in the Quran Kareem, and this is their plot and this is their ploy, to the extent that his own son Abdullah, the son of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, he was a very sincere Muslim, a very sincere Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He even went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if there's any command that my father should be killed because of these statements, then allow me to do this. So that if anyone else has to do it, then I do not have any grudges against anyone else. But for the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there's any command from Allah, then I will execute that command. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have absolutely no intention of doing it. And of course, there is no command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have such a thing done. And it is also narrated that when they came to the boundaries of Medina Munawwara, he stopped his father from entering Medina in an effort that his father makes tawbah and seek repentance from Allah and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for forgiveness for having made such a statement. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Izzat, honor, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously had given honor to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the munafiqeen have also possessed the honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted them. وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But the truth is that the munafiqeen do not know, they do not have the knowledge. In the previous ayat, Allah said, وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. They do not understand. With regards to sustenance, all of it is in the hands of Allah. With regards to honor, human beings honor others, some human beings may disgrace. So in a different way, that is applicable to Muslims, it is the doings of Muslims. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about la ya'lamun, about the knowledge of it. But with regards to rizq and sustenance, all of it belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.